नामाय नाम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः. सुंदरकांड चैप्टर नंबर 23. द डीमन गॉड्स एडवाइस सीता. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Thus did Ravana take his way back to his harem, and the Rakshasis drew near Sita as commanded thereunto. They lashed themselves into a fit of fury and spoke words of cruel import to the delicate lady.
Sita, he who would take you to his side as his queen, our Lord Ravana, does he seem in your eyes one of the mortal crowd that walks the earth? The grandson of holy Pulastya, one of the patriarchs, the holy terror of his foes, unparalleled of intellect and intelligence, the resplendent one with his 10 crowned heads, the lord of the myriads of rakshasas that reach the world, and he does not loom large in your eyes. Thus spoke one of them. Then she, glorifying the epithet single braid, addressed herself unto the lady Sita, slender of waist, and hissed at her unwelcome advice, the flames darting from her eyes of fiery red. The Lord Brahma, the ancient of days, brought forth of his will the patriarchs Marichi, Atri, Angiras, Pulastya, Pulaha, and Kratu. The fourth of them begot Vishravas of shining luster, and this son of will and yoga stood on a level in greatness with his grandsire. And his son is no other than Ravana, the lord of rakshasas. The heart of his enemies turned into water at his sight, and they cry out for mercy and dear life. Now I know that you are a fitting spouse to that proud monarch. Do my words, so true and so beneficial, find no way to your heart? It is a mystery to me. Then another lady by the name Harijata rolled her eyes that reminded one of a torch in wild rage and cried,
"Take it from me as gospel truth that you and no other are the meet wife for the ruler of the Rakshasas, who drove before him like sheep the 30 crores of gods and Indra the king." Then Pragasa, another of the lot, could not contain herself. She rushed at Sita with blind, insensate anger and made her tremble with affright as she wrote, "O Lord, the king is a gem of valor, brave, victor of a thousand fights, strong and mighty beyond compare. What madness has come over you that your heart does not turn to him as your lord and master? And then his prowess, his courage. See you not that he would not even waste a thought upon a queen, Mandodari, whose beauty and grace and loveliness entitle her to be the jewel of womanhood? See you not that his heart is drawn to you and to no other? A queen is his consort by choice and by right. She is the auspicious fountain from which springs all his greatness, all his glory, and all his fame. She is quite competent to ravish his heart in every way. And lo, his senseless passion for your worthless self makes him clean ignore her very existence. They, the lovely stars that grace the bright firmament of his harem, find no place in his heart or memory. So, let me tell you in all confidence that you have no rival to fear."
And then Vikata took her turn and said,
"The hero who put to flight, times out of count, the embattled hosts of the Devas, the Gandharvas, the Nagas, and the Danavas, has, by a strange freak of fortune, come to you, even to you, a weak and puny mortal woman, and pours forth his prayers to you. Do you see in the worlds above and below anyone that stands next to him in wealth, power, or intellect? Fie, fie upon your incredible ignorance that would not seek your place by his side. Verily, this is what the fates reserve only for the greatest favorites."
But Durmukhi put her behind and hissed forth,
Fool, fool, the lords of day and night, the lords of the air and fire, tremble with affright at the sound of his name. The lord of the burning rays must, perforce, shine with only that much heat as suits our lord Ravana. The lord of air does not move should Ravana not like it. Why, the very trees must, whether they will or not, shower flowers of bright hue and fragrance at his least thought, in season or out of season. The mountains, the clouds, and every object of creation should perform his behests instantly. And it seems to you a slight thing to be the darling wife of the monarch of the Rakshasas, who is the lord and director of this boundless universe? Oh, of matchless beauty of form and face, we have advised you to your best, and we have no more to say. Take it to your heart aright and act accordingly. And should you fail to do so, death, cruel and instant, awaits you.
Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.